I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We are pleased to welcome from Jacksonville, Armando Salguero, who attended the game, covering it for Radio.com as our NFL insider and also for the Miami Herald. Ryan Fitzpatrick is a rare breed, and I mean that as a compliment, Armando. He loves to play football. He's the wrong guy to bring in if you're looking to tank. We saw that last year. And he leads the Dolphins to a big victory tonight.
Well, not just loves to play football, but just is a competitor and is infectious in the way that he does it. I mean, what quarterback hands off to a running back and then decides, I'm 37 years old. I'm a quarterback. It's very dangerous up there, but I'm going to lead block for my running back. And that's one thing that he did tonight. He was their second leading rusher tonight. He completed 90% of his passes. And sorry, Tua, you're going to have to wait a little longer before you get on the field for the Miami Dolphins this year.
But how many times a week is that question posed to Brian Flores, do you think?
Well, seeing as that I've been one of those people posing the question, every week, it happens every week, but I think we all recognize that the Dolphins want to play for something greater than just developing a rookie quarterback. These guys, they have veteran guys on the team now, unlike last year, and they think that they can win. And that wasn't the case the first 2 weeks, but after tonight, you know, I wouldn't say that it's a season saver, but really it's a season readjuster tonight because they didn't go for September. And now they have a thought that, you know, we can compete and we can be at least sort of a factor in the AFC.
Which of the, let's talk offense here, which of the pieces that they have offensively are guys that they intend to keep for the future, guys that will be part of the rebuilt Miami Dolphins?
Right. So Devontae Parker is a guy that they value on the outside. He had a 1,000-yard-plus season last year in a tanking season, which is what 2019 was. He's having a good year again at the start this year. They've got an offensive line that they really like. And that offensive line, four of the five guys are brand new this year, including two rookies, Solomon Kinley at one guard spot, the right guard spot, and left tackle Austin Jackson, who was a first-round pick. Those guys are cornerstone-type guys, along with Eric Flowers, who they picked up in free agency. So they think they've got the offensive line more or less solved with some more, you know, polish and some more experience. They'll be better. And then, you know, they've got a tight end that they like in Mike Gesicki. He's also going to be a cornerstone guy going forward. There are guys all around the roster that really they think they have a future with. But we won't really know until Tua gets into games and he starts to relate to these people or doesn't, and then we'll know where things are headed.
So then what is the plan, at least coming from Coach Flores, for Tua? Is it possible we could not see him all season?
That's possible. If Ryan Fitzpatrick keeps winning or playing well, the way that they measure it, and they measured it this way last year, when Josh Rosen was on the roster, another young quarterback that they thought, well, maybe he has a future, is who gives us the best chance to win this week? And that's, so far, the answer been Ryan Fitzpatrick. And here's the question. If at any point it doesn't matter whether you win or lose, does that question become moot? So far, it's not moot. At 0-3, that's why I'm telling you that this was a big win for them, in that it readjusts the, you know, the narrative for the season from when does Tua start to we know that Ryan continues to start because they're in something. They have a chance for something. Until that change is back, I think that Ryan Fitzpatrick continues.
The old dude with a very large puffy beard. Armando Salguero is with us from Jacksonville, NFL insider for radio.com, and of course a longtime Miami Herald columnist. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. Jacksonville's one of those places that is allowed to have fans, and so they had a smattering of fans at the stadium. What did it sound like to you with, you know, with that limited capacity?
Well, you know, the Dolphins got on the Jaguars 14-0, so it sounded not so loud. You know, not that there was a lot of fans anyway. I think that they were limited to 13 or 15,000, and there were probably fewer than that in the stands. But when your team gives up an opening possession touchdown, and then your offense punts, and then the defense gives up another touchdown, and it's 14-0 at the end of the first quarter. There's not a whole lot to be cheering about, so it didn't sound great for Jacksonville.
But the Jaguars are that team, well, another one of the teams in the NFL, where the expectations are extremely low and where they're not really expected to do anything, especially when you consider the other teams in their division. But as you talk about the NFL and the, you know, the teams that could catch people by surprise, there is at least an excitement around Gardner Minshew, and don't tell him that they're not supposed to win.
No, I mean, they are what I would say is a plucky team, okay? They have some underrated talent. Chenault is a good player. Chark is a good player. You know, obviously, the mustache, Gardner Minshew, he runs around, makes things happen. He was off tonight, but typically that's not been what he's done. You know, they've got some nice talent over on the defensive side. Josh Allen had 10 sacks last year as, you know, is a rookie, I think, last year. Mm-hmm. So what I'm thinking is this is a team that got rid of a lot of name players to improve their chemistry. And their chemistry is better now. Their cohesion is better now. But they need to find their kind of guys, their kind of players now to infuse that locker room again with some, you know, top tier talent to go along with the plucky guys so that they can become a much better team.
Would you consider Doug Marrone to be the king of the pluckies?
I kind of like Doug Marrone as a head coach. And I know that his time in Jacksonville may or may not be numbered. I know that he got that team to the AFC Championship game a couple of years ago.
Right.
So he obviously knows how to get that far. The question for the Cons who own the team is he our guy going forward when we do the rebuild? And I don't know the answer to that. I don't know that they know the answer yet.
Would you describe it as a hot seat under his butt?
Not yet.
Not yet.
You know, I mean, obviously come December, seats become warmer as the weather becomes cooler. And depending on what, if they continue to play like they did tonight, absolutely. But if they play like they did the first couple of weeks, he's got a shot.
Armando Salguero with us from Jacksonville after Thursday night football start of week 3. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Man, it seems like years ago that the Super Bowl was in Miami. And so I was there. My show was there. I'm sure you were there. And here we are into week 3 of a new season. How would you describe what we've seen so far from the NFL?
A huge, huge success in that 2 months ago, 3 months ago, people were saying there will not be an NFL season. There were doubters.
Right.
There were people that were wondering how long the NFL would play before it was going to go into some sort of suspension because of positive COVID tests and you know, teams not being able to field entire rosters on a whim from one day to the next because of COVID. And yet, I think that last week, the week of September 13th through the 19th, the 2,000-plus players in the NFL were tested 14,000-plus times, not one positive test. And so, you know, week three has begun with this Thursday night game, and so far, so good. And you got to remember, unlike the NBA or other – you know, sports, the NHL, I guess,
right.
They're not in a bubble.
Right.
They're not at, you know, they're at their facilities and they're traveling around the country. And yet so far, so good.
That is incredible to me. I seriously can't get over the fact that this is happening and it's not just a mild success, but it's almost as though the virus has become a non-story with the NFL. I mean, these guys have completely and totally sold out to making sure this season takes place.
I think head coaches and organizations have taken on the responsibility of making sure everybody understands you are not responsible for yourself anymore. You're responsible for you and the 69 other guys, you know, including the practice squad guys that are around you and the 20-man coaching staff and the hundreds of people in the organization that you're representing. And so if you go out and you do things that are irresponsible and you catch COVID, if you're that guy, you're going to look like a, you know, a dummy.
Yeah.
Because it's going to be clear that you were that guy. And nobody, I think, in the NFL wants to be that guy.
Right. And who wants to stand in front of a locker room full of other guys and say, oh, I was that guy. I was the one. So there's some peer pressure to it as well, Armando. So we've got 11 teams that are still undefeated, and we're starting to see some trends, starting to see some teams and their personalities. What are a few storylines that jump out at you after a couple of weeks?
Well, you know, a lot of quarterbacks changed teams this offseason. A lot of veteran quarterbacks changed teams, right?
Right.
And Phillip Rivers to Indy, Tom Brady is in Tampa Bay. Cam Newton is in New England. You know, Joe Flacco went to the Jets, although he's not, you know, active yet. A lot of quarterbacks change teams. And right now, the guy that signed last is probably looking best. And that's Cam Newton. And the guy that signed for the least expensive, you know, contract is looking the best, and that's Cam Newton in New England. I saw him the first week. He looked revived. He looked like he was, you know, 24 again. I watched him play against Seattle. He had him one play from winning the game. I don't know. I kind of like him for comeback player of the year at this point.
And I love this week when he was spitting some fire and some truth and saying he doesn't need to worry about the contract because if he plays the way that he is right now, if he stays healthy, the contract will, in fact, take care of itself.
Any quarterback that can, you know, do what he is doing so far is going to get what? Paid.
Mm.
And so, and he knows that. And so he can bide his time. It's not like, you know, He's looking for the first big contract of his career. He is going to get a big one next year if he continues on the current path.
There are a couple of teams that surprised me at 2-0, the Bears being one of them, the Raiders at 2-0. And even though there was a lot of buzz around the Cardinals, the fact that they've started out 2-0 with a victory over the Niners, when you think surprises early on, what are a couple that grab you?
Well, I mean, you know, when you're talking about, for example, the Cardinals, that NFC West, That division is a killer. Who's going to win the NFC West?
Right.
And the Cardinals are right in it. That's impressive. I watched the Raiders the other night. They looked impressive. I think Drew Brees, I don't know, man. I think maybe some age is catching up with him, or at least that's the way it looks early on. I'm sorry, New Orleans. I just appreciate the fact that there was no preseason. And by the way, goodbye preseasons, because
do you really
who's going
think so?
To say, right? Who's going to say, bring them back? Let's play preseason games because we really need them.
But maybe with the injuries, in week two, I thought maybe there'll be more of a push to bring back a couple of the games just so these guys get some reps.
Well, that's possible, or they can just bring back a normal training camp. Remember, training camp this year was like a month.
Right, right.
Normally it's like 6 weeks, sometimes seven, and there was no off-season conditioning of note. So they did off-season conditioning for like 2 weeks, and then they went right into training camp.
Off-season conditioning in their basements.
Exactly, yeah, on their elliptical. And that's not the way it works. So I'd be surprised if we see a lot of guys stepping up and going, I'm the guy that wants preseason next year. Nonetheless, you're absolutely right. There's been injuries. I mean, the San Francisco 49ers last week. I don't know if their season is derailed or not.
We'll find out once they move forward, because as you say, that NFC West is a killer. I like how you put it. All right, you can find Armando on Twitter at Armando Salguero, S-A-L-G-U-E-R-O. He is our NFL insider for radio.com and also longtime with the Miami Herald from Jacksonville Tonight. Armando, it's so good to talk to you. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes.
Amy, muchas gracias. It's always a pleasure to speak with you.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.